What if the success and the fulfillment that you're seeking is not outside of you, but it is hidden deep within you? This is actually the truth as per the ancient Vedanta. We all have heard about the IQ, that is the intelligence quotient, and EQ, that is the emotional quotient, and how this is used across the world to judge and evaluate the human potential. Now, I have been thinking about this a lot. What if we can come up with a new model which is based on the true parameter that determines fulfillment and success in one's life? This is the consciousness quotient. Today, we are going to discuss a revolutionary yet simple and ancient model. Today, we will discuss consciousness and the consciousness quotient, a metric that determines the unshakable foundation for a life of purpose, fulfillment, and holistic abundance. Let us examine the battlefield of Kurukshetra and how Shri Krishna guided Arjuna to understand his true essence and his true potential, and to gain clarity and purpose to know his next steps. All Shri Krishna did throughout Gita was he expanded the identity of Arjuna. Arjuna, before Krishna's teachings, had identified with his own ego and his own body-mind, while disregarding the effects of his action will have on the totality. So all Krishna did to Arjuna was to help him understand who he truly is, and he expanded his perspective. From this understanding, what he must do next became naturally available to Arjuna. So this is the consciousness quotient. And recently in our private community, we had an interesting call where we discussed this very topic. And now you will watch the private recording that we did within ACS regarding the consciousness quotient. So this is what I have been thinking about for some time now. The question is, can human potential be measured? If it can be measured, then are the traditional models like IQ and EQ, are they sufficient? Now, IQ and EQ, as all of you might know, IQ is an intelligence quotient. That is a total score derived from a set of standardized tests or sub-tests designed to address human intelligence. EQ is emotional intelligence or emotional quotient. It is the ability to perceive, use, understand, manage, and handle emotions. These are the two primary parameters, right, that many of the institutions and many people use to analyze and measure the capability of human beings. Now, of course, they have their own place and they have their own importance. Intelligence is important and emotional intelligence is also important. But today, let us go deeper to understand the nature of success and what is success. Now, this is the traditional understanding, right? Whether it is IQ or EQ, whether it is any other thing, it is all optimized for this, whether it is money, relationships, power, career. So this is what it is optimized for. And the traditional understanding of success is this. But the question is this actually success? And if it is not so, if it is not the complete definition of success, what can be the definition of success when we are consciously trying to understand this? With regards to this, we talk about holistic abundance in ACS, right? It is about having a balance and achieving abundance in all four areas of life, your wealth, health, relationships, and inner peace. And more than all of this, the fundamental definition of success or a successful life for me is a life of freedom and fulfillment, because this trumps everything. This is the most primary thing that is needed and that we seek. So it doesn't matter if we have one of this or all of this and do not have this, right? But if we have freedom and fulfillment, all of the other things are complementary and it will make sense. So if these models, these traditional models are outdated, then how can we create a new model based on the teachings of Vedanta? This was something that I was thinking about from some time. And as you know, there are two things that Vedanta speaks about. This is the essence of Vedanta. One is the infinite potential of the self, and second, oneness in all. Based on this, if we have to create a new model, this is what it can be. This is still in the earlier stages. So I just wanted to share with you this because I think this can be really valuable if we understand this. So I call this CQ or the consciousness quotient. This is a measure of an individual's self-awareness, alignment with their true nature, and the ability to live a fulfilled and a harmonious life, grounded in the principles of Vedanta and designed to assess and enhance personal growth, emotional balance, purpose, and interconnectedness for a conscious, joyful, and an abundant world. So, with this understanding, all of us must optimize for CQ, not for these. Now, of course, like I said, this has its place, but this is more primary and this is more fundamental. If we fix this, all of the other things will take care of itself. And there are certain parameters for this. Number one, self-awareness. Second is responsibility. Third is authenticity or the clarity of purpose. Fourth is acceptance. Fifth is adaptability. And sixth is interconnectedness or love. Now, if you observe this, this perfectly aligns with the six codes of ACS. So, if we make that an integral part of our life, if we make the ACS code an integral part of our life, and if we integrate this within ourselves better and better, then naturally our CQ, our consciousness quotient, will improve. With this, our life will improve. This is inevitable. This has to happen. So, this is the idea that I wanted to discuss today. And like I was telling, with this, all of this becomes possible and even more valuable because having a career when the other aspects of your life are broken, we cannot live a life of freedom or fulfillment. But if all areas of our life is balanced and if we are aware, if we are consciously creating our life, then everything makes sense. So all of this, each of this, money, relationships, power, career, will be valuable to us and we can actually receive some kind of value from them if we pursue them consciously, not unconsciously. And consciousness quotient is basically the parameter or the main thing that we must optimize our lives on in order to live a successful life.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community cum learning platform, the Advaitha Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaitha.com. Thank you.